page 6 of 8. Rare, Alonzo Mann. Affidavit, March 4, 1982. The building and saw Conley with the body. When Frank went to trial and I was called as a witness, my mother told me I would have to go and testify. She repeated to me what she already had told me the day of Mary Fagan's murder. She told me to keep to myself what I had seen. She said if it were not asked a specific question, I did not have to give a specific answer. Jim Conley was the chief witness against Leo Frank. He testified that Frank had called him to his office a little after noon that day and told him that Mary Fagan's body was in the metal room on the second floor. He testified that Frank told him to get the body and take it on the elevator down to the basement. He swore that he tried to carry the body to the elevator, but dropped Mary Fagan because she was too heavy for him to carry. At that point, he testified, he asked Frank to help him. According to Conley's testimony, Frank picked her up by the legs while Conley lifted the upper part of her body. Conley said that Frank had pulled the rope to start the elevator down and that they went with the body directly to the basement, past the first floor without stopping there. Conley claimed that Frank dragged the body from the elevator to a point in the rear of the building. Conley contended during the trial that after Frank dragged the body away from the elevator, Conley ascended in the elevator and Frank came back upstairs by way of the trapdoor to the first floor, and then came up the stairway from the first to the second floor. I know from what I read of the case that Mary Fagan had come into the building shortly after I went out to meet my mother. She went upstairs to the second floor. Leo Frank had given her her pay envelope. I understand that she had worked one day that week and she was entitled to about $1.20. I am convinced that she had left the pay window and was coming down the stairs or had reached the first floor when she met Conley, who had been looking for money when I came in that morning. I am confident that I came in just seconds after Conley had taken the sworn to and subscribed before me this 4th day of March, 1982. Signed, Alonzo M. Mann. My commission expires. May 18, 1985. Signed, Charles M. Gore. Charles M. Gore, Notary Public.